Hello and welcome back to the Magic Kathy Show. And honestly, the preparation for this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, it's Venus on the North Node today, the eclipse story is continuing, and I've honestly been going through a fucking rough time with all of that, and thought maybe, you know, it's helpful to share that as well, in case you are in a pressure cooker too, and I feel like we all in a way are leading up to this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus. And so I've been noticing some interesting things and would just like to see if that's also happening for you in a interesting way. So what's been going on basically is that I'm repeating things for the second, the third, or the fourth time. And it's like very obvious that it's the same thing repeating for the same, like with the same, yeah, for the same time. And it's almost like having a deja vu, but it's not a deja vu. It's just like, no, I've actually lived through this like before with the same people. And I mean, similar people, it's same situation, similar people. And I'm like, okay, either I'm not getting the joke here, or there's something that I still have to look at and that helps me to expand and grow to that next phase, I guess, and opportunity. So I think all of us are really being placed in situations and, you know, environments even that either make us fall into old patterns or really elevate and step to the next level. Because this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is all about doing things in a different way, which is why it was so, or is so frustrating for me right now to see that I'm in the same pattern, but I'm a little bit confused still and lost with how differently I could respond to not make that happen ever again. So I'm curious to see if something like that is also going on in your life, where you're like, fuck this, I see it's like the same situation, and the impulse is to do it again the same way because I don't really understand what another solution would look like. And I think that's where, or I know that for me anyways, I'm just so lost with the mind can't figure out a solution here. So there's no other way than surrender and let it unfold and really like jump into this. I have no clue, like literally the mind is lost with ideas here. So something needs to happen. And usually out of these moments, there is always something happening that is a miracle or makes sense or, yeah, leads to the outcome that you could not even plan for or think about. So, you know, I'm speaking to myself here too. We all have to really anchor into that trust piece. And Venus on the North Node could bring some blessing, some ease, some hopefully creative idea or some idea in general that helps you really understand what it's all about and how you could move forward. So, yeah, that's all I can say. I'm still curious to see where I will end up because all of my plans literally are crashed and I'm in the midst of this tower moment where I plan for something else, but then also know that I did this plan out of the mind and wanting to plan things and not really according to my ego. And now I'm sitting in a shit show because of that. So it's almost like I'm faced with how destructive planning in my life became or has become. And that's a message for all of us also moving into this new chapter and era on the planet where we move into the sleeping phoenix and out of the cross of planning. It's just not going to be planning anymore. You know, we can't plan. Planning literally hurts us in the end. And that's what I'm faced with right now. It like costs me, you know, health, money, energy, everything, because I have to kind of like clear up the mess that I planned and that's not working. Like it's just such a stupid idea, you know, and I'm not immune to these energies either, to plan so far ahead in eclipse season when you know that there is, first of all, eclipse season, and then that there's also Mercury retrograde, and then there's also the Jupiter Uranus conjunction. Like, you just have to like leave space for spirit here. And because I didn't do that, I'm in the biggest mess that I've been in for, I would say, yeah, a good like a year or so. So it's been a rough one, to say the least. But usually, you know, I'm Sag rule, so I pray for Jupiter to bring me some blessings here and some solution. And I pray for Uranus to give me a breakthrough that I couldn't even think about. So, yeah, it's not easy and it's scary. And yeah, I was at a point really so fed up and frustrated the last few days, and then even here in Dubai it was just like the world is going to crash and burn and thunder and lightning, and you couldn't go outside, you have to hibernate. And I was just like, this is like world end scenario here. Like, is my inner world just mirroring the outside world, or what is going on? It's been crazy. And it felt like this all hope is lost kind of energy. And I know that's not me, but I have to feel through it. And maybe it's the planet or whatever. Everyone is going through it. But it's this before the breakthrough, really dark moment. That's what I felt, where I'm like, okay, I'm so desperately hoping a breakthrough is going to come, because I can't continue living like that. And, you know, like, I was literally talking to my higher self, spirit, and every angel in the universe, being like, hey, I guess I got so far off track here and I'm so blind that this has to happen, but I'm lost with the solution. And if I'm so blind and dumb to see it, please don't bring me into this situation for the fifth time or sixth time. I don't want anymore. Like, you know, it's kind of like cruel to show you how dumb you are, in a way. That's how I felt, you know. It's like, okay, great, maybe I am this dumb, you know. Maybe I had a conversation with a private client the other day where she's like, Kathy, I don't know. It's like we both look at the spilled tea on the floor, and you show me that there is, you know, this tissue, and you can just like remove it from the floor with the tissue, but your hands are tied and you don't understand how it works. Like, you don't understand that you could use the tissue to clean it, and you don't have energy to move and to actually do the thing. So it's this like, that's how I feel, you know. And I don't get it. It's just like, okay, maybe I'm so blind to this pattern or what it means. And obviously when I see it for other people, it's so second nature and easy for me. But for myself, I'm just like, okay, I don't know if it's very obvious for everyone else, but for me, it's really not. I don't get the joke here, and it's really not funny anymore, because it's like literally bringing me to my knees and into survival mode. So yeah, that's where I'm at, you know. It's been a rough eclipse season that we are still in, to be honest with you. Next week we have a full moon in Scorpio as well. Great. That's continuing the eclipses of the Scorpio Taurus axis. And yeah, what can I say? There's a lot. And this Jupiter Uranus conjunction is one of the biggest ones since the Saturn Pluto conjunction. So it's this, if the Saturn Pluto conjunction changed the trajectory of our lives, what will this do to us? You know, it's going to be really intense, I want to say. Intense. But I feel in a good way. You know, I feel in a good way. I hope in a good way. Something good needs to come out of it. And to another private client, I also said, you know, do something that you've never done before. That's the best way to approach this Uranus-Jupiter conjunction. So if there's an opportunity that it presents itself that you've never considered or done before, maybe that's the thing that you need to do. I'm still not sure what that would be for me, because there is not really an opportunity or an invitation that feels so brand new to me. I'm faced with two old ones, so I'm like, okay, that's interesting. And so maybe something else will pop up, you know, the next 2 days. we'll see. Or today, as you know, Venus is on the North Node and could bring some clarity towards like how are we creating the future and the path forward. I'm curious to see that for sure. But yeah, it's, I mean, what can I say, you know? I wish I had a more uplifting energy forecast for you, but I feel like it's also important to keep it real and to like share, you know, I'm not, again, I'm a six line in my human design, and you guess that's being a role model, right? But that means that, and I have so much Sag energy, which usually means that I have to go through the experience, you know, I'm like a living example of the experience, and I'm a left angle cross as well, so I'm going through the shit right here, so I feel like everyone is. And oh, I have a feather, so I might make a wish and like really pray for some miracle to happen, you know, that's how I feel. But I feel that for everyone, you know, just yeah, the only thing that is keep coming up is that we have to just support each other and come together as community and soul family. It's the only thing that will keep us safe in these rocky times, because what else do we have at the end of the day, you know? It's, we need to support each other and help each other out wherever we can, because it's the only safety and security that we have moving forward. So yeah, that's where I'm at, you know. Pay attention to what presents itself over this weekend, and yeah, go the direction that you've never considered and follow whatever it is. And I mean, Mercury is still retrograde, so let the mind out of that whole analytical thing, you know, go with the flow, go with where it feels at least a little bit easier. That's my only advice here, really. I will see where that takes me personally. It's gonna probably, yeah, be interesting. I'm gonna report maybe next week if I survive this week even. Don't even know where I'll be living next week. So it's gonna be interesting, right? Because, you know, my plans are just basically crashed. But that's okay. We will figure it out. We will have a roof on our heads, and we will hopefully stay dry in Dubai and not be flooded by water anymore on all levels. And yeah, I'm just praying for that. Really, really praying for that. What I can say is that if you have dominant energies around those late Taurus degrees, 21, 20 degrees, and you're going through it too, stay hopeful. Because Jupiter and Uranus, usually, they are not here to harm you. You know, they are not here to kill you or to destruct your life. They're here to realign you with your path. And that's also what this eclipse season is and was all about. So maybe it is showing you, just as it's showing me, where I'm completely off track. I mean, the Jupiter Uranus conjunction is literally opposite my Pluto. So basically my Pluto integration point. So I'm like, okay, my soul's evolution and integration point is basically being activated. So I'm either going to die for real here, or it's going to be a breakthrough that I prayed for a long time ago. So we will see. Yeah, and if I have a lot of Leo, Aquarius, or Taurus and Scorpio energies, that's all squaring this critical conjunction. It's just tension. It's a lot of tension that you might be feeling, and it's a lot of build-up. It's stirring things up for you. So hang in tight. You know, I'm with you. I'm with you here. I'm really with you here. And we're gonna make it, you know. We just have to feel into our Sag energy, I guess, here, and really trust that it's for our good at on some cosmic level. Oh gosh, it's you know, I wish I could say something else, but that's really those moments where you feel like a higher power is really at play, and you just have to surrender to it, and whatever that means, you know, whatever it means. But you're gonna be safe at the end, at the other end. I pray, and that I'll end up exactly where we need to, you know. And yeah, if you need some guidance, support, let me know too, because I know we all are in a really rough spot navigating, trying to navigate. Just yesterday, I had also reading with someone who actually has the North Node also at the eclipse point and was really going through something. And she was just so amazed by understanding the message here and really also working with the gene keys for those critical degree points that we are, you know, being activated in, and how she can transmute the lowest expression into the highest expression. It's a game changer. I mean, if I would not have these tools for myself, honestly, I would have already gone crazy and mad. They keep me sane. They really keep me sane, safe, anchored. It's my own medicine. That's why I offer it to other people. It's like, gosh, I look at the astrology and understand, you know. Otherwise, honestly, I would have already thought I go mental. It's beyond our control and planning, as I said. So yeah, share with me what's going on in your world over on Instagram, Magic Kathy Official. Reach out to me if you need guidance, support, a breakthrough session, clarity, helping you to navigate through your own patterns. I would love, love, love to shine a light on what's going on for you. Again, this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on Sunday will work with us in many, many, many weeks still, when we have the new moon and the full moon, and then we have the sun over that spot also at the end of May. So May is a pressure cooker as well. Just a heads up for that. And yeah, it's a lot. It's truly a lot, but gonna make it, you know. At the end of the day, I come back to my Sag energy and I'm like, okay, we're gonna transmute this into the highest expression of everything, okay, together, because what else do we have to, you know, can we do? Like, sit in our misery? Like, that's not fun. So let's do it together, you know. Keep remembering that you're a light worker to transmute that density into light. And as I said, we have these tools, the gene keys, astrology, human design, to help us understand how we can transmute that. So if you need some help with that, as I said, for like the trillionth time now, reach out for a breakthrough session. And you can do that, Magic Kathy Official on Instagram, or as I said, always info@abracadabrababy.de. Just shoot me an email. Yeah, and I would love to guide you if you feel called and ready, because you got to be ready for that breakthrough, right? Otherwise, Uranus will make you ready, maybe. But it's always good to have a heads up, you know, and to not be like drowning. If you have your solar return around these intense times, so basically around like April 20, 21st or 22nd or 3rd, or also in, yeah, basically next week, or any time in May, honestly, you will work with that energy for the entire year, and it's gonna be hopefully a liberating one. But if you would like to have a solar return reading, let me know as well. And now I'm gonna end this episode and hope that I hear from you and hear what you are going through, because then I also feel less cuckoo and mad with what I'm going through. Trust me. I always like, you know, to see that, oh, I'm not the only one going through it. Good. Because I thought I completely lost the ship or whatever. But I have a lot of people around me that are also going through shit right now. So we're all in this together. And I pray it's for the highest good of all. So let's transmute it. Let's speak over on Instagram. Share the episode with me or with anyone else who needs to hear it, who needs to hear the message. Spread the word, spread the light. That's the best way to support everyone, right? To feel them, make them feel less alone, more supported in the wildness. And obviously for me as a creator, it always means the world to me if you can spread the word. It's appreciation, it's love, it's all of that. So all of that being said, please hold your light and step in your magic.